Two bands, one local,
no.
one.
Wait,
no, you can't.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Nope. He's done.
All right. Now I'm good.
Two bands, one local, one from Portland, Oregon, will play an all-ages show Monday night at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville. Ozarks at Large's Katie Hendrickson has this preview.
There's an exciting pairing of bands for an all-ages show at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville on Monday night. That would be in the form of the local band Swimming, as well as the Portland, Oregon-based Brainstorm. Now, lead vocalist and guitarist of Swimming, Brian Capillas, along with Jared Hennessy, guitarist in the band, stopped by the studios to talk about their sound.
I've been wanting to try and capture the sound of Sunday morning, you know, like after a long Saturday night and you wake up and you're very tired Sunday morning, that kind of mellow, calm feeling. So that's what I was wanting to do. And it turned out he was wanting to do something down tempo and similar to that. So it just kind of worked out. But it was just kind of where we were both at individually, I guess.
Nice little coincidence.
The dreamy down-tempo sounds of Swimming are heavily influenced by 80s and 90s alternative rock, and these guys are in their early 20s, so I was curious to find out how they came to their sound.
My brother is 30, and so I could blame him for some of this. and he was the reason I wanted to play music. He was in a punk band when he was in high school and I was still in elementary school. And so I'd come home from school and I'd hear him in the basement with his friends. And he was a bass player. And I started on bass because he left his bass at home when he went to college. That's what kind of got me into music. But he wasn't listening to the bands that I listen to now. That kind of directly influence Swimming, like the Jesus and the Mary Chain or Galaxy 500. And Jesus and the Mary Chain was kind of where the drum setup came from. We just have a floor tom and a snare and a ride. And on their first album, Psycho Candy, that's all they used. And I found that really interesting. So, but also Neil Lord, the original drummer, kind of set that up, and it was about
all he could handle at the time.
Because he wasn't really a drummer. But that, I guess, people found it so charming. We stopped trying to, think of the drums as a full set, and it kind of aids in the simplicity of the whole sound. We're just trying to make pop songs, and if you give the drummer too much to hit, then he'll hit too much.
Monday's show is at Nightbird Books, and that's an all-ages show. Mm-hmm. How often do you get to play all-ages shows?
Not terribly often, except for house shows. A lot, a lot.
Yeah,
we play all-ages shows more than we play non-all-ages shows because of the house scene. But as for legitimate venues, like never, barely ever.
Talk a little bit about the house scene and what it's like here in the area.
It's totally fun.
It's
and
awesome.
If you haven't come out, you should.
I love it.
How house scene, it's different. It's underground. Mm-hmm. It's not a legit venue. How do people find out about these shows?
I really don't know.
There's
not flyers anymore. It's all on Facebook.
Yeah, it's Facebook and word of mouth. And throughout the week, when someone's like, oh, there's a house show here. And then someone's like, oh, okay, yeah, well, screw everything else this week, and I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, if you do get a hold of the information where a show's going to be, then you should totally go because, there's been some wild nights. There's been crowd surfing and things like of that nature, rowdy stuff. Super Soakers and things like that.
Yeah. What was the last house show you played and what was that like?
Last house show we played was at a house called The Pleasure Chest.
Yeah, it's just outside of town on Weddington.
And so we played with a touring band called Pile, who was really good.
Yeah.
And May the Peace of the Sea
Be with you
actually played too.
And that's their house,
it's actually their house. And they do a really good job of promoting and doing shows out there. Mm-hmm.
They used to run a house in Conway called the White House that was, I like the venue to play mm-hmm. in Conway. Like it was better than all the legitimate venues, and it was awesome. They used to have music festivals there, so you'd go down there and there'd be 30 bands playing over 2 days, and just from noon to 3 a.m. and it's a lot of music, but hit and miss, but it's good. It's a fun time.
Yeah, the last show went great. And the nice thing about house shows is everyone's there just to have a good time, and you won't even know half the people, but I don't think there's ever been like a fight.
When I caught up with Patrick Phillips, the vocalist, guitarist, and tuba player of Brainstorm, he was about to play gigs for the CMJ Music Festival. That's an influential music festival going on in New York City right now. And I specifically wanted to find out about Polyrhythms and how Polyrhythms informed Brainstorm's pop sound.
Polyrhythm is when, in the simplest way I can think of to describe it, is when two rhythms and different time signatures are overlaid and but end up working out into an interesting rhythm over time, whether it's a short amount of time or a longer one. And I was pretty into called math rock, I guess, bands like Don Caballero and Battles, but also, and those bands tend to use a lot of different time signatures and changes, polyrhythms. But I also got into music, particularly music from Africa, that sort of traditional music that already has those sorts of rhythms built in. And I like the way that sort of music has more of a, you're able to dance to it, even though it's a strange, or to Western ears, a strange time signature. And that's kind of where it became interesting for me, was to make music with make music that has, is interesting for us to play, but it's still accessible for others.
The chill wave sound of Swimming, along with the polyrhythmic pop of Brainstorm at Nightbird Books on Dixon Street in Fayetteville, Monday night at 9 p.m. It's a $5 show, and if you'd like more information, you can call the bookstore at 443-2080 or visit nightbirdbooks.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.
It was just a memory.
This week, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me welcomes the first female Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, on to play our games. Yes, we're adding Ms. Pelosi to our big binder of women. I'm Peter Sagal. Join us for our three-ring circus. It's this week's News Quiz from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, tomorrow morning on its new day at its new time. Tomorrow morning at 9 on KUAF 91.3 FM.